from Louisville Public Media.
From Louisville Public Media and PRX, this is The Music Box, sponsored by PNT.
Welcome to The Music Box. I'm your teacher, Miss Faith. Did you know that by listening to this podcast, you're automatically a member of The Music Box Gang? That's the name of our band, where we try out different instruments and learn about the sounds they make. Today, we'll be using instruments from the brass family.
So I'm guessing these are instruments made of brass, right?
True, but that wasn't always the case. Early versions of these instruments were actually made out of wood or even ram's horns, like an instrument called the shofar. Here's what that sounds like. But nowadays, they're all made out of brass. Some of the other things they have in common: using a mouthpiece to blow through a long hollow tube, and having the sound come out of the end, which is shaped like a cone called a bell. If you were to unravel the tubes of these brass instruments, they would vary in length from 6 feet all the way up to 18 feet long.
Whoa!
I know! The brass family is a very versatile group of instruments that can be used across many genres of music. Today, as we explore these instruments, we'll get to hear how they are used in so many different ways. Let's start with how you blow into it, since every single instrument in the brass family is blown into the same way, through a mouthpiece. First, we need to make sure our lips are ready. Do as I do. Press your lips together tightly and make this sound.
Miss Faith!
I know. It sounds sort of silly. But try it again. Only this time, press your lips together harder until it makes more of a buzzing sound, like this. This is the exact thing your lips have to do to make lower and higher pitches in the mouthpiece of a brass instrument. The looser you press your lips, the lower the sound. The tighter you press, the higher the sound. Get it?
Yeah!
Now that you know how to blow into a brass instrument, let's choose one to play. Though there are many types of brass instruments, there are four of them that are considered the main players. These are the ones you will always find in an orchestra. They are the tuba, the trumpet, the trombone, and the French horn. Let's try the biggest of the four, the tuba. The tuba is a valved brass instrument. This means that there are buttons connected to the tuba's tubing. When you press down on one of those buttons, it opens a longer passage for the air to flow through, creating lower pitches. You tighten and loosen your lips while blowing into the mouthpiece while you press down on the valves, and you can make all the notes on a scale with your tuba. The tuba is often used to anchor the harmonies used in a song, and it is also great for holding the beat. You will find tuba as the driving force for many marching bands. Let's listen to one now. If you listen closely, you can hear the low notes of the tuba making a kind of oompa, oompa sound to help keep the beat steady. Can you sing along to the oompa, oompa sound? This is a song written by a famous composer, John Philip Sousa. He is so well known for writing patriotic songs for marching bands that he even has an instrument named after him, the sousaphone, which is a cousin to the tuba. Now let's move on to the smallest and highest sounding valved brass instrument. Also, arguably the most popular one. Let's see if you can guess what it is.
That's the trumpet!
That's right!
Well, that was the first one that popped into my head, so it has to be the most popular.
Must be. The trumpet is a much smaller instrument than the tuba. It is known for its loud, bright sound and can be used in many different styles of music, from classical to jazz, blues, funk, even rock and roll. In fact, the trumpet player we just listened to is named Wynton Marsalis. He is the first musician to win a Grammy in both jazz and classical albums. Here's what he sounds like when he plays jazz trumpet.
His music sounds so cool.
I agree. You know, we make the Music Box in Louisville, Kentucky, where we have a very famous trumpet sound every springtime. Do you know what it is?
That's for horse racing.
Right. It's called the Call to the Post, and it's played right before a big horse race to let all the horses and riders know that it's time to get in place. We're used to hearing it at the Kentucky Derby, which happens in Louisville. Okay, so we've covered two instruments from the brass family that have valves. Now let's move to one that doesn't. This is another instrument that is used in a lot of different genres. Sometimes it sounds sad, and sometimes it sounds silly. It's the trombone, and it changes pitches by using a slide. The further you move the slide out, the lower the notes go. The trombone also has the unique ability to bend and slide the notes as it's playing. Let's take a listen. Can you sway your body from side to side every time you hear the trombone slide? Here's another example of how trombone can be used in different styles of music. This is a song featuring a mixture of all kinds of styles: jazz, funk, rock, and hip-hop. That was fun. So we've got one more instrument from the brass family. This one is considered the hardest one to play. It's called the French horn.
If it's called the French horn, does that mean it's actually from France?
Yep. It was created in France in the 1600s. It was originally used as a hunting horn, but later it joined the orchestra with a few changes. It's known for its rich and soft sounds, thanks mostly to the fact that when you hold it, you have to put your hand inside the bell, which muffles the sound. Even still, the French horn is capable of both loud and soft sounds, making it ideal for supporting the melody or playing it. So that's it. That's the four instruments from the brass family most commonly used in an orchestra. But we've also learned that these instruments are great for other styles of music too, like
marching bands, jazz, classical, funk, rock and roll.
All of those and many more. What a versatile and unique family of instruments. Truly, the possibilities of these instruments are endless and up to the imagination of each player. If you were playing one of these instruments, which one would you choose? What style would you choose to play it in? Shout it out now! Whoa, fun! I'd love to hear you playing your brass instrument. Thank you for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed our journey through music exploration as much as I did. We want to hear your voice on a future episode of the Music Box. Ask your grown-up to help you record a voice memo on your phone. Tell us your name and how old you are, then tell us about any other brass instruments you know of. Maybe you play a brass instrument yourself. We would love to see a picture of it, or maybe even a sound recording of you playing your instrument. Send it to us at themusicbox@wuol.org, and we might use it on the show. And don't forget to check out all the additional lessons and resources found in the details of this episode. The fun and learning can keep going even after this episode ends. Until next time, I'm Miss Faith, and you have unwrapped another wonderful gift from the Music Box.
The Music Box is a production of Louisville Public Media and PRX with support from PNC. This episode was written by Faith Murphy, technical direction, editing, and sound design by Tara Anderson.
Our executive producer is Daniel Gillum. Special thanks to Kirsten Falls Graff.
You can get additional teaching materials and all our episodes at musicboxpod.org. You can also find out about how to support the show.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.